You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. They served and protected the United States while in the military. Now, as veterans, they're volunteering to serve and protect Detroit on bicycles. It's called Project Peace Peddlers. Veterans from the Vietnam era all the way to vets who've just returned from Afghanistan. They're launching this volunteer effort tonight amidst the hundreds of thousands of people who flock downtown for the big annual Freedom Fireworks. The Desert Storm Army vet who came up with this idea is Travis Peters. Travis, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
So peace peddlers are extra eyes and ears for the Detroit police?
Yes. We'll serve as an intermediary between the citizens of our great metropolis and the Detroit Police Department. And we're connected with the already in existing CB radio patrol. So on bicycles, we can go places where our officers on foot or the pedestrian officers can't go. And then we can travel places where the squad cars can't. So it's
and then radio in
yes,
and
exactly.
keep everybody up to date on what might be going on.
And its main objective is non-engaging, peaceful approach where we're reporting on quality of life issues. We hear about it all the time. A child mauled by a stray pit bull or someone being electrocuted by a down power line. This line was down for 3 or 4 days, you know, so things like that. We may ride across those things just, you know, where average passerbyers, they'll just keep passing by.
But you're on bicycles and you can see things that someone might not see from a car.
Yes.
How'd you come up with this idea?
Well, I was a UPS driver for 19 years. My military disabilities began to disqualify me, and I went to seek an employment. Now, I'm going from $31 an hour, great livelihood, sustained livelihood, to now I can't feed my family. And stressors of PTSD dealing with my military trauma, it just made for a terrible storm, a downward spiral. I fell into a crack that I would wish no person or let alone a military veteran would. I fell into homelessness, sleeping in my car, things of that nature. And I went and I was hired at another place. So now I'm on this mission to recoup that $30 an hour, that $31 an hour, that great livelihood that I was doing for 19 years. Mm-hmm. I can't find it. No one will hire me. And I'm like, man, my technical background, I can't get a job paying too much above a high school minimum wage. That's ridiculous. So,
and that's a story a lot of vets tell.
Exactly.
So and, how does Peace Peddlers fit into this?
Peace Peddlers fits in. When I got hired at a place, I had some driving disabilities, as we see. And he told me to ride a bike to work in a very facetious manner. And I said, okay, I won't ride a bike to get to the job. I'll ride a bike for income. And my brain just began to click. I'm an avid bicycler. We used to do this when I was a kid. We got bikes, kids on the block. We would go everywhere and explore. Our city is 143 square miles of pretty much flat terrain. Our thoroughfares and secondary roads, they're becoming more bike friendly. They're increasing bike lanes. So it just became a fit.
And then how did you get this idea of let's get some volunteer vets together and help to volunteer with the Detroit Police?
Well, I've been on many. I was in an engineering battalion, my first duty station.
And we should say you served in Desert Shield and Desert Storm.
Yes, ma'am.
In the Army.
Yes, yes, in the Army. And we would go on a lot of peacekeeping missions, type humanitarian projects, violent storms, you know, aftermaths, cleanups and stuff like that. So community service is just embedded in me. And I love Detroit. So that same global peacekeeping, humanitarian efforts that we did worldwide, why not bring that home? And a lot of veterans, it gives you a sense of purpose. It gives you that continued service fulfillment right in your own backyard.
And you went to Detroit Police Chief James Craig with this idea, and he was all for it?
Yes. And I just kudos to him and his staff because they come out to the community. They have these town halls around the city, and he was there. And I was invited to attend, and the mic presented itself, and I presented the initiative. He liked it from its inception, and we're here. That was back in March.
And you've got 21 vets so far who volunteered.
Yes.
Where'd the bikes come from? Did you get funding? How did it come together?
The bikes were funded through an existing grant for the CB Radio Patrol. So this was just a way to make a somewhat subsidiary or a nice branch that already existed.
And tonight is going to be your beginning effort
yes.
at the Freedom Festival
yes.
fireworks. Anyone who might hear this and worry that it could be vigilantism,
no,
what do you say to them about
not
that?
Not at all. Not at all. That's not even – that hasn't entered my spirit at all. That's not even channeled. This is not vigilantism. I guess you say the guardian angels, nothing like that. We're non-engaging. I want to repeat that. That's why we're called peace peddlers. One of the great things that we hope to spawn off of this as well is a better representation of police in general.
In the communities,
yes,
where people and people of color might look at a police officer with fear.
Yeah, or you think it's going to be adversarial,
yeah.
or it's a response to a 911 tragedy. No, you can meet the neighborhood police officer on a bicycle, pedaling through the neighborhood, offer him a glass of water. He may be able to mentor some kids mm-hmm. who didn't have anywhere to go. You just might be a nice a bridge of empathy or something, or some understanding in a peaceful manner.
So you see yourselves as an arm of the Detroit Police Department?
Somewhat.
What Maybe, do you see yourselves? How would you describe yourselves?
I would say as an arm of the citizens. We're a public servitude, a visible presence of public servitude. I would go that route. I'm for the citizens.
So where do you see this? What are your hopes for peace peddlers? What do you want it to mean to the city of Detroit? And I guess you're setting up a model that could be used just about any city.
I think logistically it's great. Detroit, 143 square miles. You can put 4 peddlers per square mile. With 572 peace peddlers, we could cover the entire navigable square mile radius of our city in about 3 hours, riding about 8 miles an hour on average. Just think about that on a logistics standpoint. But as far as a community standpoint, it bridges, it brings people together, community involvement. It'll stop illegal dumping. It'll stop abandoned vehicles. It'll create safe routes to and from school, things of that nature.
And what are you hearing from the vets who've signed up about why they signed up and what they're hoping to get from this and to give?
A lot of them are therapeutic. It's fun. Get to meet the public. That's pretty much it. Guys just that love to serve. I know they're passionate about their community and the quality of life issues. That's pretty much what we're looking for.
Great idea, and we wish you a lot of luck, and I suspect you're going to be getting more veterans who want to jump on board and be a part of this. Travis Peters, who is the founder of Peace Peddlers, Project Peace Peddlers, and they're going to get their work underway in the city of Detroit tonight during the Freedom Festival fireworks. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.